We are two lines up from the bottom of the page on Chaf Hey Amud Aleph. We're finally finished with the Agadata and back to a little more halacha. The Mishnah mentioned that a Jewish woman shouldn't be miyached with an Oved Kochavim, an idolater. Didn't explain why, but now the Gemara is going to, well, the concern. Well, we'll see. The Mishnah did allude to it, or Rashi alluded to it, but the Gemara is going to discuss it in a little more detail. So first the Gemara asks, when it says that a woman shouldn't seclude herself with an idolater, what specifically does that mean? If that means that one woman shouldn't be secluded with one man, well, that's obvious it shouldn't be done, because it can't be done for a Jew. Can a one woman seclude herself, one Jewish woman seclude herself with a Jewish man? No. One man shouldn't be secluded with two women. That's in the evening. But anyhow, the point is that certainly one to one wouldn't be a 1-to-1 ratio wouldn't be allowed. Ella betlasa. So maybe you're gonna tell me it means that she shouldn't seclude herself with three idolaters. But take kafasagab Yisrael, but prutzim mishari. But Yisrael prutzim, inappropriate Yisraelim, even if there are three, a Jewish woman is not allowed to seclude herself with. All the more so than someone who is an idolater, who we automatically, by default, are considered to be parutz. Vatanan. Aval isha achas misyacheres shnei anashim. One woman can seclude herself with two men. But Rav Yehuda Shmuel Oshana el b'ksherim. That only applies to kosher men. Aval beprutzim, but those who are inappropriate. Afilu asar namilo. Even with 10, you shouldn't seclude yourself with. Ma'isa hayav hotziu asar b'mita. There's even a story where a married woman pretended to be dead, and these 10 men were taking her out on a bed to have an appropriate relationship with her. So what do you see? So what are we talking about when it says a woman shouldn't seclude herself with an idolater? Well, yeah, so the same parameters for prohibition of being secluded with a Jewish man should be the same as an idolater. So what exactly are you saying different here than in any regular halacha? So the Gemara says, yes, there is something unique halachically with being secluded with a non-Jew or an idolater. Lotzricha beishto imo. We're talking about a case where the idolater has his wife there as well. Oved kochavim ein ishto mishtamarto, aval Yisrael ishto mishtamarto. With an idolater, just because his wife is there, we don't assume that her presence will be enough to deter him from doing something inappropriate with another woman, and therefore a Jewish woman cannot be secluded with an idolater and his wife. But a Jewish woman is allowed to be with another Jewish man and his wife, because we assume that the wife will make sure nothing occurs. So that's one way to look at it. The table lay mishum shvichas damim. Maybe we just say no. Maybe halachically there isn't much of a difference. But the reason why our Mishnah mentions that a woman shouldn't seclude herself with an idolater is not because of the yichud issues, because it's just concerned about getting killed by murder. Rav Yirmiyah b'isha chashuva askinan demir sisimina. Says Rav Yirmiyah, we're talking about an isha chashuva, someone who is well connected to the government, and therefore the idolater is not going to kill her. But could be a situation where we would be concerned for murder. Rav Idi Amar Isha Klei Zayin Aleha. Rav Idi says you never need to be concerned about murder for a woman. Her weapons are on her. In other words, she's always available to have sex with, and therefore that's what men care about when they want to rape her, and therefore they're not going to rape her and then murder her. I guess that's a general rule. There are some crazy pigs out there. May benayu ikebenayu isha chashuva bein anashim v'she'ena chashuva bein hanashim. But what's the difference between these two opinions? One who is thinking about the murder, and one is talking about ishto imo. Says Rav Edi, says the Gemara, a woman who is considered chashuv for men, but not chashuv for women. What exactly does that mean? The way Rashi words it is an unattractive. It's a chashuva bein anashim, v'she'ena chashuva bein hanashim. It's for men will find her attractive, and but not for women. Women don't care about the attractiveness. Women are just say she's not honorable person. So that type of woman, it would depend. Would if it's chashuva bein anashim but not chashuva bein hanashim, would we be concerned about murder or not, or would we only be considered about a yichud problem? Tosos has a different take on this. Tosos says, where does the word attractive show up? It just says chashuv. It doesn't mention anything else other than chashuv. So Tosos comes up with a different approach, and that's a very long Tosos on the side of Chaf Hei Omid Beis. Tanya Kaseid Rav Idi Bar Avin. We have a brisa which supports the opinion of Rav Idi Bar Avin. Ha'isha afapi she'shalom imah. Even if there's peace on the woman, meaning everything seems to be fine. Lo tisyach imahen. Never seclude herself with an idolater. Mimnei she'chashin ha'la'arayis, because they are concerned. Or we are concerned about, or we're suspicious for their inappropriate behavior. Not murder, but illicit relationships. So ultimately, we do say that ishto imo, even if the idolater has his wife with him, we are still concerned for yichud, and therefore it's not enough to have an idolater and his wife and you, the female, has to be another person, part of the group as well.